Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
In the 1930s and 1940s, many thousands of people, primarily young people, contracted polio, an often deadly infection. One of my younger sisters became seriously ill in the summer of 1930. Our family doctor finally diagnosed her condition as being polio. Her right arm and left leg were seriously affected. She had a large hump on her back. She never complained about the pain she endured. But I think of her when I read these words from Paul's letter to the Philippians. The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall change our vile body, literally the body of our humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:21. I see human beings in all kinds of conditions, severely crippled by various diseases, bodies broken in automobile accidents and in industrial accidents, people handicapped by birth defects and bent double by alcohol poisoning. Our bodies grow old and are afflicted in many ways. But when the Lord Jesus Christ returns for his people and we are transformed, we shall never know any more sickness or distress. Jesus said through the Apostle John, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Revelation 21:4. We are assured that we shall have a body fashioned like unto his glorious body. The word fashion should be rendered conformed. The transformation which takes place at our Lord's return will not be temporary. It will be a heavenly body in which we shall spend eternity with God and with the saints of all the ages. It will be a body which was sown in corruption, but raised in incorruption. It was sown in dishonor, but raised in glory. It was sown in weakness, but raised in power. It was sown a natural body, but raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15:42 through 44. Our bodies, according to Paul, will be like Christ's glorious body. And what kind of body did Jesus have after he was raised from the dead? Frankly, I do not understand all that I am about to say to you, but it is the truth of the Scripture. His body was transformed, and yet he took fish and ate it. He wanted to show his disciples that he was not a spirit. He asked his disciples to behold his feet and to handle him. Luke 24:39, 41 through 43. But when he entered the room where the disciples were talking, he did not have to open the door. He just simply appeared in their midst. The following words from John's first epistle may not enlighten us on these difficult ideas, but they do assure us of their truth. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John 3:1. All of this seems so absolutely impossible of accomplishment. And it is, except for one factor, the power of God. The God who raised Jesus from the dead and set him at his own right hand will surely fulfill his promise about raising us and changing us into the likeness of his Son's body. This will be done according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. If we believe that God is all-powerful, surely we should have no doubts about his being able to make us like his Son. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.